Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, a couple days obviously removed from that Eagles win in Brazil. We'll continue to discuss it. A lot to digest from the game and obviously start looking ahead to more of the season, what we saw and what it means. Look, we'll also have a big show today related to the Eagles. Brandon Graham in studio, as he will be every single Tuesday with us at 7:40. We'll talk to Ron Jaworski today and more. We'll also get in a lot of Philly stuff today. They won last night. That's good. Closer to the playoffs and buys and all that good stuff. But also a controversy with Bryce Harper at the end of the game. We'll address that, obviously. So 215-592-9494, your chance to weigh in on it all. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
What up, John?
Of the 3,000 islands in the Bahama chain, in the Caribbean?
Mm-hmm. I've never heard Bahama.
Oh, yeah?
I hear Bahama.
I think it's the Bahama chain.
Okay.
But the Bahamas.
Yep.
There's 3,000 islands down there. Only 20 are inhabited.
Only 20? Well, yeah, you get those. When I was in Greece, man, you get those little things. It's like, does that even count as an island? It's
really?
Like, it's a little thing that sticks
well,
out
no,
of the...
Well, no, it doesn't count. So it's like a rock?
A sandbar, are you talking about?
It can be very small. What? They can be
What's
very
the
small.
Size minimum for an
I don't
island?
Know.
So
I'm
you're
not...
saying like a basketball size
I'm apparently a sports expert. I'm not
is an island?
I'm not a rock expert.
Well, that does
Ask Gilligan.
You're right.
You know? Apparently, 2 by 4 feet is the size.
Wow. You gotta be kidding me!
And that you nailed it.
And how long does that have to?
I learned that in Greece.
How long does that have to be above water? Because I'm sure with the tides, that'll submerge.
It's a great question. Another question is, why doesn't Bryce Harper try his hardest? But that's a whole nother matter. All right, so let's actually start Phils, then we'll go Eagles. Heavy Eagles today, but let's actually start with the win. If you missed it last night, and I swear, Cody Clemens, man. They got to find a way to get this guy on the postseason roster. He wrapped it up last night.
Phillies led this game 1-0. A homer tied it in the top of the ninth. The 1-0. Swing and a ground ball through. It's over. Cody Clemens wins it with a walk-off single to right.
It's funny. That was a game last night that didn't have much going on until it had an awful lot going on at the end of the game. By the way, credit to Christopher Sanchez, because he's the star of the game. And I can tell you right now, I guarantee his name won't be said enough today on the show because we're going to say, you know, the names Jalen Hurts and the Eagles and blah, blah, blah. And we're going to talk about Bryce Harper. But Sanchez is going to get lost in the shuffle. It's a shame because he was the best fill last night, which really is critically important. As you look ahead to October, he obviously is going to be either the third or fourth starter, probably the fourth. We'll see, you know, to what extent Ranger can get you know, his act fully together. But obviously,
you've loved those might be pitching the third. Duels he before, might
be. I mean, he probably should be the third.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It depends on if, how Ranger looks heading in the playoffs.
It does. Well, yeah. That's my point. I mean, but look, Ranger.
Oh, he was masterful last night.
He was great.
And Joe, you've said in the past you love the pitcher's duels. You love the low-scoring games. Do you still maintain that you love low-scoring baseball games?
You enjoy getting no hit for five innings?
I mean,
or
really?
Is that
really?
Like,
did I say yes to that?
No. Seriously. You. If you really like that stuff, the way they're playing,
makes for a fast game. I'm with you, Joe.
Fast game,
I
buddy.
Love a good pigeon
I'm
duel.
Still looking for the 17-13 football game, but apparently I got to put on a TV game from 1985 to watch that anymore. All right. So if you want to react to the Phils, obviously go for it. I mean, they are in a great spot for the postseason, you know, to get there, so to speak. Just they're doing good. Now, Harper, not. I mean, he is with hits, but, John, why is he averse to running his hardest more often? I mean, what like, listen, I guess.
He's made so many base running errors. Like, sometimes it's too fast, sometimes it's too slow, sometimes it's too aggressive, sometimes it's not aggressive enough. It is his sort of kryptonite, if you are going to, call it something.
It's really irritating. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Bryce Harper hit a ball, ninth inning last night, smoked it. Maybe it's going to go out. Maybe it's not. Turns out it did not go out. So 1-1 game remains a 1-1 game. But he is stuck at first base. You know, when I say stuck in that moment, he can only get to first because he didn't run out of the box.
Yeah.
Now,
Should have been on second. And then we got to a point where he would have likely scored with the way things had moved, with the way the base runners had moved.
And
so
if Bryson Stott,
frustrating.
It's very frustrating. And if Bryson Stott doesn't leg out an infield single and other guys don't get on and blah, 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 then, you know, you're in the 10th inning and round and round the
He got very lucky, Bryce.
He got very lucky. So I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of it. I mean, you know, I know, you know, James, you as a, for instance, have said this year, you know, you think Bryce picks his spots.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm not, like, last night, not a spot.
Not
like,
a
you
spot.
Have to, I will never excuse that. You have to run in
not
that spot.
A spot.
100% of people have to run in that spot.
All right. So that whole thing on the table, we'll continue to discuss that through the show. Because it's I asked this question back around, I don't know, May or June. I will ask it again. And it sounds ridiculous, but I think we've had enough evidence now that it more than meets the criteria of a reasonable question. Do you think Bryce Harper will try his hardest in the postseason? Not his hardest to hit the ball. Do you think Bryce Harper will try his hardest in October? Or will there be one, two, three different times where we get in here in the morning and say, damn it, he freaking did it again.
You don't really think he's going to do it in the playoffs, do you?
I think it is more likely than not.
I think it is far less likely than not. I think you can't compare the regular season to playoffs
to
baseball.
Last night was
totally unacceptable. Okay. You can't do that.
Well, but you said you can, and he did.
I'm just saying I would be...
But it wasn't
floored if it's the
ball. All right, so I want to put that out to everyone. What do you make of the Bryce thing? Obviously, credit to Sanchez. It was a good win. Phil's getting closer to the postseason. Let's talk some Eagles. So, obviously, the whole game is still on the table to be discussed. I mean, the reality is, you know, we as a show have done 1 4-hour show since the Friday night game. So, there's still a lot of elements of it to break down. But, John, let's start with the quarterback here. So I'm curious where everyone stands at 215-592-9494 on Jalen Hurts. To really kind of just put it in a very simple form of a question, I'll ask this, John, to you and everyone. How good is he? And where do you stand on Jalen Hurts now, one game into year five? John, the floor is yours. What do you make of it?
He is an elite NFL quarterback. I am convinced that he will return to playing like an elite NFL quarterback this season because he will be better coached, better informed, given a better set of plays, a better set of audibles to get to for certain situations. When they're man, he'll have man beaters. When they're zone, he'll have zone beaters. When they don't have the right play, he'll have the freedom to audibleize into the right play. We've seen that repeatedly this year already, where he's communicating to his receivers on the outside, making sure, you know, that they understand. We've seen him communicate the protections with his offensive linemen. He's taking a major leap in terms of the responsibilities within this offense this year. And I am convinced, I am bullish on Jalen, but I'm aware he needs to be better. You know, week one, he made some mistakes, some really obvious mistakes at times in terms of trying to force the ball when it shouldn't.
Yeah.
And he knows he needs to be better. Everyone can see that and know that Jalen, who is normally so parsimonious, he's so smart with the ball. You know, he knows how to value the football. That's not like him. He didn't play like Jalen in that regard. I think part of that is he didn't do enough in the preseason. I think that is an institutional problem, an organizational problem to some degree. So I'm not sure who to blame for that, but I'm positive he is being taught well, and it seems like he's learning and receptive to the learning. I'm positive that he'll be better as he learns this offense every day and that Kellen Moore is smart and a good teacher. And the X's and O's part, we are great. He will nail this with, you know, calling out the mic and the protections and the sight adjustments with the wideouts. He's working on the emotional part, that in, you know, that interactive yeah. attachment with his teammates. He started working on it last Pro Bowl, I remember thinking, wow, Jalen's really sprightly well, yeah. and feeling it, and he was sort of practicing for, you know, this.
Look.
He's ready to be that guy that they want him to be. They've talked to him about adjusting his attitude, and he's right there. We saw him play his best football in training camp this summer.
No, and we saw him play his best football in 2022.
Okay, but I mean, that took a step forward in a new offense. This offense is more complex, where he's got more responsibilities within it. He's commanding things out there. I'm saying I like where this is going. I'm excited for him, but he needs to do better with the physical, that burst that I thought was certainly there. And I thought we saw it in training camp. I was worried last season about the burst, but lo and behold, he's looking like himself again during camp. I'm concerned that it sort of disappeared in week one.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's so much to this. And it's ironic because I feel like this was, you know, it's got themes that overlap with Carson. And hopefully it doesn't get to that point. I'll say this. If I had to give you a word on where I am with Jalen Hurts at this point, I would say the word is concerned. I and we all have seen, obviously, the really good that was so good that it was truly great. I mean, I'll always contend, I think that his performance in that Super Bowl was one of the great performances of any quarterback that lost the Super Bowl of all time. I mean, I'll tell you this, he played a lot better than most quarterbacks who have won a Super Bowl. So it was that great. And I loved it, you know, meaning loved what he put out there that year. What I saw then was a dynamic athlete who was effective and methodical, kind of surgical, if you will, with the way he went about it. He was unflappable. His decision-making appeared exceptional, and he obviously leaned into utilization of an offense that he was very familiar with from high school and college that he was, I thought, the best I'd ever seen at. I mean, ever. Like, of someone that did that kind of offense, I actually thought he was the best ever. Now what I see a player is, too often careless with the ball, and obviously this goes back to last year and this year. I mean, the turnovers are just stunning. I mean, if you really add up the numbers from last year and this year.
No, it was stunning how good he was at not turning it over.
It was.
Initially.
That's
like
right.
He was precociously right. good at not turning it yeah. over early.
Yeah, so, I mean, I see carelessness. I see decision-making that is a major issue. Just a major issue. I mean, the throws he made the other day, the four. I'm not going to say just the two, the four. The two that were picked, the two that weren't picked. I mean, just really bad decisions of when to throw the ball and where to throw the ball. He, one game into this year, appears to still be leaving the pocket early. And one game into this year, to me, and again, we got to see more to know how much of it was field-related to the other day, but he just doesn't look as athletically spry as the guy I saw in 2020, 2021, and 2022. So I add that up, and I say, yeah, my ledger, some really good still. He made some really great throws the other day, some really bad. My word I come away with, especially for a $250 million quarterback, is concerned. I mean, it's one thing if you're on a rookie contract and the team's not committed and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, you know, take a baseball player. If you're making $500,000, I can move off you quickly. If you're making a ton of money like Trey Turner, it's harder to move off you quickly. Now, obviously, in football, you can more than because it's not guaranteed deals. I'm just telling you, my word is concerned. You've heard my reasons. We'll see where you... It's amazing how with the Eagles, it can just never be easy, ever, ever, to have a star quarterback and have it be smooth. I mean, I didn't see Van Brocklin, and obviously he wasn't here that long. They won a championship with him. But all the QBs I've seen, and one of them, by the way, Jaws will join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour today at 8:30. I mean, John, why can't we ever have a guy in this town that just is the unquestioned dude for 10 or more years? I mean, Donovan was, but he wasn't unquestioned by the fan base. The fan base poked and prodded.
He was unquestioned by me and by his teammates.
Well, that's not true. Terrell Owens was one of his teammates and couldn't stand him.
Okay, well, Terrell was an outlier. You recognize
Yeah, but
that,
I know
right?
a lot of defensive players from that team sided with T.O. on that issue. I mean, it's just, you know, Foles won a Super Bowl but couldn't maintain it, obviously. Carson couldn't maintain anything. You know, Vic had this incredible, you know, 10-game stretch in 2010, couldn't maintain that. I mean, it's just, you know, Randall was as athletically brilliant as anyone we've ever seen, but obviously he had his limitations and only won one playoff game. You know, love Jaws. I was young for the great part of Jaws. I saw the back end as the team fell apart around him. I mean, it's just, it's like, I don't know, man. Here we go again.
The job is very
Jaws
difficult.
Wasn't beloved.
No, or, Jaws yeah. got
well,
crushed.
Jaws got crushed.
I mean, he got crushed by the fans. Yeah. I mean, he got Scott Rowlands, but I mean, it was like, and Jaws was laying it all on the line out there. Yeah. All right, so we'll ask you 215-592-9494. This QB, what do you make of him? I know this, when you make $250 million, you know, you got to be better than he was the other day. And hopefully he will be, and probably he will be, but
It doesn't sound like you sound convinced.
Well, I'm not convinced. I'm not.
You've seen him play at the highest level. You've
I've seen him play really bad alongside
Pat Mahomes, the guy that we all believe is the best quarterback going.
And then I saw him get outslung in a game last year by Kyler Murray. I mean, how does that happen?
And very easily, you are coached wrong. You are poorly
You always
guided.
Blame the coaches. John, you always go
Joe,
there.
Joe, he needs a system in place to protect him. He needs a scheme. He needs a plan that he can go to.
I just beg that you don't... Listen, guys, I'm not saying this is Carson Wentz 2020. I'm not saying that because it's not Carson Wentz 2020, okay? It's not, okay? But I hope it doesn't get to the point, John, where it moves further in that direction and you're still blaming the coaches. That's what I'm saying. All right. 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on Jalen? Let's kick it off with Tom. Tom, good morning, buddy.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Good, pal.
You know, I tell you, I hate to come on here and be negative, but I've always said from the beginning, and Ray should back me when I say he's been overrated. And besides that one season, you know, where he's made everything else has been the decision making. I'm not saying he lacks the skill or the set or what have you, the arm strength. Even I took.
No, his arm's fine. It's not an arm issue at all.
At all. And, you know, the fumbles, the turnovers, the decision making. That the other day, we lose the turnover battle. Thank God the defense tightened up and got us out of there. And I'm not saying he didn't take us on his. Hey, man, the last drive, you showed a lot of guts. 7 minutes takes his. You know,
tremendous last drive. Yep.
Yeah. It takes his, carries a couple defenders on his own feet and takes him over for the first down. I get it. But, man, you know, his decision making, after that first playoff game with Tampa, when Tom Brady, before the half and then right after the half, he comes out. Both, it's always going to be, you know, breaking that pocket. Or throwing in the wrong pick. The other day we got lucky.
You know, Tom Brady made mistakes.
Yeah, but not
while
as
playing
not,
football.
But not as many
also.
As this. But not as many as this.
Okay, and Tom was making those mistakes after 20 some years of playing quarterback.
Yeah, and again, but not as many.
And you
as
have
this.
To. Okay, and you have to roll with them when they're learning. It's bumpy. Remember, our quarterback said this was. All new for the most part.
It's
and
his fifth year. When's he going to start learning?
The offense.
Fifth year.
Well, Tom, to John's point there, I mean, we do have to see him more in this offense to see how he takes to it. I mean, obviously they're asking him in many ways, and Tom Goodcall, to do more. And we'll see if he can pick it all up. I mean, my main thing is just his decision making, you know, post snap at this point. You know, just be better with the football. 215-592-9494. Coming up in 1 minute. 1 minute's time, a chance to win a cool prize here today on the show.
Listen, if your current point of sale is shaping up to be a bust, throw it on the waiver wire and make the switch to PDQ POS. It's like the MVP of point-of-sale solutions. Easy to use with the best support in the industry, and it doesn't take a bite out of your sales with costly fees. It's the choice of restaurants, bars, and all concept food service businesses across the country. With real-time analytics provided by PDQ POS, you can access insights to elevate your team and your play calling. PDQ POS has been rated the number one point of sale by restaurant owners for more than 35 years now. So what are you waiting for? If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, or casino business, it's time to go all in with PDQ POS. Whether you have one location or hundreds, PDQ has a solution for your business. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
All right, so today, in addition to all the Eagles and Phillies conversation, we've also obviously got to, because we want to, pay tribute to the great James Earl Jones, who I'm sure many of you are aware passed away yesterday. Seltzer, an all-timer, this guy, man. An absolute all-timer, James Earl Jones.
Unbelievable. The amount of iconic things that he was a part of, obviously Darth Vader, but he was Mufasa. He's Field of Dreams. Like, so many, This Is CNN, you know, so many things. Obviously, Bell Atlantic, we all remember all the Bell stuff. The amount this guy has been a part of our lives in a super important way. He was a big time. Also, like a classically trained actor, all that stuff. Like, really a all-timer.
Seemed like a great guy. I mean, he really did. And obviously, a Star Wars, and it was a unique role because, you know, you never see James Earl Jones. You know, there's some other guy behind the costume. But James Earl Jones was the voice of Darth Vader, which you can make the case.
That part's so crazy.
I know.
That there's another guy entirely speaking that role, thinking, hey, this is going to be so cool. I can't wait to show my mom and my girlfriend.
And he's out. That guy was not in the movie.
Suddenly, it's not his voice.
Let's go back for a moment. We'll play a lot of audio of James Earl Jones today through the show as we pay tribute to him. Let's listen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To one of his very iconic scenes from Star Wars.
Join me, and I will complete your training. With our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
I'll never join you!
If you only knew the power of the dark side, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
I mean, it's one of the most just unbelievable scenes in the history of movies.
The emotions that are running through me right now, like... How many times have I heard that? How many times have you heard that?
Yeah.
That is the, for me, like one of the most compelling moments in like the history of cinema.
There's no question.
It's such a huge deal for me.
Correct.
Like that is, it's like formative for me as a human being.
I get it, man. So here's the deal. Today at 215-592-9494, as we pay tribute to James Earl Jones, who sometimes was like the really good guy in the movie, but sometimes was the villain, obviously, notably as Darth Vader. We'll ask you for the best scene ever in a movie or a show with a villain. So you got to have a villain, got to be a clear villain, and there's got to be a scene that is just a big time
one. You know what's messed up?
What?
Think of the last scene of Return of the Jedi where you got the ghosts of like Yoda and Obi-Wan. And like old Anakin that doesn't look, it doesn't look like.
Well, they changed him. Lucas swapped him out.
Oh, he swapped him out in the new one? Okay.
Yeah, after they made the new ones this century, then he went back and swapped out, you know. All right, so here's the deal.
Right.
So best scene with a villain. Whoever provides that answer today is going to win a pair of tickets to see Kings of Leon, September 23rd. Obviously, that's coming up in about 2 weeks at the Mann Center TD Pavilion. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. We're looking for a scene with a villain, best scene. Whoever provides it is going to win the tickets. Sean, when you think of a scene with a villain, what hits you?
I just watched this over the weekend, the interrogation scene in The Dark Knight where Christian Bale, Heath Ledger, we learned after the fact that Heath Ledger was like, you got to hit me. You got to hit me in this. And Christian Bale was recounting, like, I read an interview, like, he was slamming, this is about Heath Ledger, he was slamming himself around and there were tiled walls inside of that set which were cracked and dented from him hurling himself into them. Like,
wow.
He really did
That's good stuff.
Go crazy in that scene. And, and we knew after the fact just how crazy.
All right, Seltzer, a scene with a villain.
Hello, Clarice.
Oh. Now, is that the... Now, remind
the
me which...
I would go with the first one. The Farva Beans, that whole thing is the first one.
All right, but other scenes with Hannibal Lecter are on the table because, you know, the same person can be said more than once today. I mean, these villains are often in more than one scene. Rhea, a scene with a villain.
Die Hard when Hans Gruber goes to check the roof and he runs into John McClane and he tries to pass himself off.
The cigarette?
As an escape, yeah.
I'm
Bill,
so scared.
Bill Clay.
Bill Clay, that's right. Look, there are so many ways to go when you think of scenes with a villain. I mean, one that comes to mind for me, and it's a more newfangled one, obviously, from just a few years ago, but I would say the Night King, Battle of Winterfell, Arya Stark, for those that have seen it, enough said. I mean, you just think the whole world is about to end, and then Arya steps in as the Night King was on his reign of terror, if you will. 215-592-9494. Give us a great scene from a show or a movie with a villain. Best answer, whoever wins it, wins the Kings of Leon tickets. Yeah, that Bryce Harper moment was not good, and it follows a pattern of just a ton of these this year. I mean, this is not a one-off or a two-off or a 10-off. I mean, it's been a bunch. All right, so we'll get further into that as we move through the show. Let me also tell you something about our show. Not just today, but our program as it is this football season. We are very happy to announce to you, because I've been telling you in recent days, you know, we keep adding more and more and more guests. You know, it's just it's frankly an unbelievable lineup. I mean, I'm not saying that to pat ourselves on the back. I just know that from any objective standpoint, the cast of characters we have on this show on a weekly basis is going to be something you're going to want to hear. I mean, Ray Dittinger and Seth Joyner on Mondays, Ron Jaworski on Tuesday, Brandon Graham on Tuesday, Elliot Shore Parks on Tuesday, Shil Kapadia on Wednesday, Ross Tucker on Wednesday, Mike Quick on Wednesday, Jason Kelsey in studio for an entire hour on Thursdays. We'll talk to Howard Eskin on Thursdays. We'll talk to Dick Vermeil on Fridays. It's really pretty crazy. Well, we're really happy to tell you we can add another name to that list, and that name is the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni, who will join us typically on Tuesdays. If I had to guess, now we're still not certain of the time on a typical basis, but based on last year, I would guess it'll likely be in the 8 o'clock hour on Tuesdays. Today, he will join us at 7:30. So Sirianni, 7:30 today. Our chance to talk to him, obviously, for a first time in a while. They get a win under their belt, which we were all hoping they would get. Helps them, you know, obviously settle into the season. We got a lot to discuss with Sirianni. 7:30 today, and again, as I mentioned earlier, I would say oftentimes it'll be more in the 8 o'clock hour. Last year, more often than not, it was 8:40. Now, John, you know, they've got this unconventional start to the season. A Friday night in Brazil,
yes.
Then a Monday home versus Minnesota.
Very wonky schedule.
So, yeah, their schedule is different this week. Because
it seems like he customizes it a lot more.
He does.
And sort of more last minute than any coach I've ever been around before.
There's a little bit of that. So, yeah. So bottom line, as we look forward to having Sirianni on the show, and, you know, if you can, if you're inclined, if you enjoy our show, spread the word to your family and friends about the cast of characters that will join us on a weekly basis. It is clearly a pretty unbelievable group, and we look forward to, you know, hopefully bringing you phenomenal coverage this season. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to get to this Bryce Harper issue more coming up shortly here. Bill in Doylestown right now. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
What's going on,
Bill? Well, you know, I think an overwhelming part of the problem with our athletes is our fan base is brutal. If you don't have a near-perfect game every single game, they're ready to throw you overboard. And other than Trey Turner, I can't remember the last time any large group of people or anybody tried to pull somebody up by supporting them. And I think to a certain extent, the talk show hosts really picking a lot of scabs.
Well, listen, there's no question it's a very critical fan base and media group. It's a group that also will give a tremendous amount of praise when that time comes. I mean, I think it's very clear that from Red October to some of these Eagles journeys in recent years, I mean,
to Trey Turner, don't diminish he mentioned it, but it was like a throwaway statement. That was a thing, you know?
Well, Bill, let me ask you a question. So when an athlete is paid a lot of money and is struggling, what would be your approach as a fan and if you were a talk show host? I'm just curious.
I would try to support them and make them feel like, hey, we got your back.
All right, let me ask you this question as a follow-up. So let's take it from a talk show host standpoint. I'm just curious how you would do it. So if you saw an athlete was struggling, would you say, you know, publicly on the show, you know, 75 times in a 4-hour show, I and we got your back? Or would you consider saying, this player's not playing good enough right now. Let me tell you what I see good. Let me tell you what I see bad. Yeah.
Bill, like, you can get his back by saying what he's doing bad and work toward, you know, hey, let's improve.
You also don't have to have his back.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. The reality is, you know, we are a nation, First Amendment rights, to say what we think, good or bad, about this political candidate, about your neighbor down the street, about the star right fielder of the Phillies, the quarterback of the Eagles.
Never works out well if you're with the neighbor.
Bill, are you saying that you've never been critical of anybody?
No, and you know now you're turning.
I'm giving you time here to explain your position because we have a show that is obviously based on going to be a lot of praise. And it's going to be a lot of criticism. And I'm kind of like the teacher in school. I had a teacher one time that said this to me. Like, I don't give you your grade. You give you your grade. Meaning, I'm going to write down in the book and ultimately turn in a grade to the school based on what you do on the test. It's not me. It's you. Right now, I would say Jalen Hurts is far from an A. Zach Wheeler's an A. He's an A+. Jalen Hurts isn't. I choose to speak publicly about what I see. Do you think that's wrong?
No, but you said you're going to give me time, and you've done nothing but tell me.
Go for it.
Your opinion.
Floor is yours. Go ahead.
The other night, they counted down the number of times that Bryce Harper's been at bat since he's hit a home run. Why does that have to be every single time that guy's at bat?
Well, it's not.
23.
It's not every time.
24. Did you not want to throw Castellanos overboard early in the year?
Well, I would consider trading him if you can get the right value for him, but that's tricky to do. It's very tricky to do.
The past, 5 weeks? He's been one of the
guys. He's played well. He's picked it up. All right, Bill, give me an answer here. A scene with a villain.
It was I just went blank for a second, but...
No problem. Bill, we appreciate the call, my man. You have a good day. And listen, I get the criticism, and that's fine. That's fair. I mean, you want to criticize, go for it. But I shouldn't say it's fair. I'd say it's fine. You want to criticize, that's fine. Obviously, we have different styles of how we approach things.
Well, it's interesting, too. I mean, it feels like the fan base has... A lot of the fan base has drifted more towards, love them up of thing. And it's not what we grew up with. It's definitely
I don't hang with those people, James. I'll be very honest.
Yeah, so I listen, my thing is I try to be kind. I mean, listen, there are going to be... Am I going
to... Fair. Try and be fair.
Well, I do try to be fair. I also try to be...
I don't think kind was ever a consideration in my head when it comes to, the sports and supporting and competing.
Well,
the kind part... It was more like, I will be sporting. I want to be a good sportsman.
Listen,
a sport.
No, I get it. It might not be kind when I say,
but I want
Carson
to beat your ass.
Stinks. But he did stink. I mean,
it was truthful.
He stunk. So, I mean, we can play peekaboo with the audience and act like, oh, yeah, Carson, things are falling apart in 2020, but you're doing great, buddy. I'm not going to do that.
Joe, do you believe Bills never criticized anybody?
I do not. You notice he didn't give me a yes or a no to that question. That's... I got to tell you, I think I'd be an exceptional attorney. All right, coming up in 1 minute's time, we're going to get deeper into this Bryce Harper issue from last night, much to Bill's chagrin. That's coming up in 1 minute's time.
Are you ready to pop the big question? Have you started shopping for that engagement ring? I know you have a lot of options, the mega corporate chains, thousands of internet sites, but is it cheap you're looking for or is it value? I want you to head over to Benari Jewelers and meet with my friends there before you make any decisions. They have two locations, Exton and Newtown Square. At Benari, you can buy with confidence and without compromise. I just visited with them. I was blown away by the people, first of all, just incredible, but hand-selected diamonds from the world's premier diamond cutters, handcrafted rings from the most sought-after designers, a lifetime of free service, including sizing and cleaning. And to top it off, only Benari Jewelers offers an industry-leading 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. That means your natural diamond will never lose value when you're ready to upgrade. Why settle for cheap when you can have extraordinary? Discover Benari Bridal at Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, and online at BenariJewelers.com.
All right, so a lot of conversation today about Jalen Hurts and how good is he. I should have asked that to the last caller. How good is he? You want to support him? Fine. How good is he? But we didn't get there. All right. So that's on the table. So, too, is the Phillies, who are playing good baseball. I mean, I know they lost Saturday and Sunday, but for the most part, for about 2.5 weeks now, they've played good baseball. They've surged. They're three and a half games up on the Brewers.
That's correct.
So they're in a nice spot for the bye. It's certainly not clinched
by any
stretch.
Tied with the Dodgers again.
Yeah, tied with LA. So, hopefully the one or two seed, hopefully the one seed. All right. But then you have last night where, in the midst of what's otherwise a good win, a well-pitched game, not a ton of hits, but, you win the game. Bryce Harper in the ninth inning by not running out of the box when he smokes that ball off the top of the fence in right field. It's like, here we go again. Let's listen to the moment as called on TV by Tom McCarthy and Crucker. Crucker was really critical. I guess our last caller wouldn't be happy with John Kruk.
Can we do this all show?
Yes.
Can we just keep referencing
all season? I'm going to do it the rest of my career. No. So let's listen to it in the moment on NBC Sports Philadelphia, Tom McCarthy and Crucker.
That one's lined out to right field. And it's over the head of the right fielder and off the wall. No. Harper didn't run, so he's only going to get a single out of it. Lowe played it quickly, but he just sat and watched it. And he would have had two.
Yeah. Like I said, you can't take things for granted. That's inexcusable.
Yeah, you can't sit and watch.
You can't. You're fighting to win your division, to get a first-round bye. You can't do that.
All right, so I appreciate the critical analysis from Crocker.
Me too.
I agree with him.
Me too.
Jumped right into it.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think that's great. By the way, Fransky in L.A. also covered it. Let's listen to the radio version, not of the play-by-play per se, but after the play had happened, Fransky in L.A. And by the way, I don't agree with T-Mac that Crocker, excuse me, that Bryce like definitely would have gotten a second. I think he probably would have.
I was thinking the same thing,
the
Joe.
The ball was smoked.
It was close, and it came right to the fielder. He turned around. Like, he might have not.
He might not have.
Yeah, I agree.
We saw someone over the weekend either got thrown out or almost got thrown out. I forget the player.
Yeah,
It happens. Every once in a while it happens. My voice just cracked there. Every once in a while it happens. All right, let's listen to Fransky in L.A. radio version as they recount it right after
Are you having some weird, allergies today?
I don't know, man.
There have been a few noise.
There have?
Yeah, just like, little subtle things.
I don't know that. I'll punch your face.
It is the weather change. It's totally weather change going on.
Listen, I'll take any excuse I can get. All right, let's listen to the radio version right after it happened.
I don't know whether he makes it to second or not, but he definitely didn't run out of the batter's box.
No excuse.
I mean, I appreciate LA saying that.
By the way, there is no excuse in that spot.
James, I might need no excuse on my drop board.
Ooh,
all right, Wechter. For every time Seltzer makes a mistake moving forward,
you're not allowed.
Larry Anderson, I got my own bad job by me.
I do that all the time.
No, but there are times you don't admit it.
No, that's old school. I'm an admitted guy now.
He's all about excuses. He's always
the king of excuses.
He's always about shirking his responsibility and coming clean on the bet when it's all said and done.
As if.
No, this you are not permitted.
Don't do it. All right, so here's the deal. No excuse is going to be phenomenal in the drop ward. I'll have a lot of fun with that through the years. But, you know, all jokes aside, what do you make of the Bryce thing?
He hasn't hit a home run in so long, he forgot how long it has to
run. Yeah.
Well, honestly, I was thinking about it should be the other way around. It's like you should expect not to hit a home run. Like, if you hit a ball like that, assume it's not going out right now, dude.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, and I think we covered it, but if you didn't follow the bouncing ball, it was a tie game. It was the ninth inning. So, you know, come on, Bryce. You know, and I do feel like I've seen enough to wonder if there will be a moment or two like this in the postseason. And I tend to think if they stay in it for 3 weeks.
See, that's the part that's crazy.
Be. Yeah, I just can't get there.
There's such a different mentality and mindset and preparation. It's just that, whatever that was, that laxity, I guess you would call it,
that Bryce
had to just have that temporary, I don't even know. Lack of awareness.
But it's not so temporary. It's happened a bunch this year.
But the difference with this is you rarely see emotion out of Rob Thomson.
Oh.
He was visibly angry.
And said it after the game.
And said it after. Yeah. So the fact that Bryce knew he had to go up and apologize, because they got that video there too. That's the first time I've seen that.
All right. So look, all of that on the table, 215-592-9494. Let me throw into the mix the Twitter poll questions of the day as well. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. If you're thinking about making the switch to an electric vehicle, think Armin Chevrolet. Armin has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Together, let's drive. All right. Two poll questions. The first from the game the other day. Were you more encouraged or discouraged with Jalen's week one performance? Obviously, there was some really good. There was some really bad. A, encouraged. B, discouraged. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Second poll question. As we continue to honor James Earl Jones today with his passing yesterday and legendary career in life, we ask you this question. Of these four, who had the best voice? Now I'm going to admit, crossing a little weird here, some singing voices and some spoken voices. I mean, I'm sure they all did both, but some are known for singing, some are known for talking. A, Gene Hackman. Miss Tessmacher!
Oh my God!
I mean, when Hackman would get mad, it was a thing.
You're the old, you.
I love him. I love him. He's from the Nick Nolte school of when he, you know. I could add Bobby Knight in this. Oh,
all right, no one reveres Gene Hackman's voice.
Love
like
him. Love
you
him. Love
apparently
him.
Do.
All right, choice B, Whitney Houston.
What?
Whitney Houston.
How are you supposed to judge Gene Hackman versus Whitney Houston?
Because I will always love Hugh.
Well, true.
James. I mean, she's an all-timer. Choice C, another all-timer, James Earl Jones.
Oh, yeah, you're really. Yeah, I don't know how you go about voting.
I don't know how you get between those last two.
All right, and choice D, in a category all in a different. Pavarotti.
What?
Oh, that's just
how did you come up with these lists?
I'm just. We'll find
that
out.
That is
how
one of the
vote.
Weirdest lists of all time.
Let's find out if people.
He will get like 2% of the vote.
Which one?
Pavarotti.
I think Pavarotti should probably win it. I mean, for being honest,
so James,
right?
You're not going to give James Earl Jones the vote the day after he dies?
Oh, I think James Earl Jones will win the day after he dies. I'm just saying.
I mean,
Whitney Houston.
I would vote for Whitney.
Best.
Pavarotti? We're talking about the greatest opera singer of all time. Is this a real question?
Is
it is so clearly Pavarotti.
All right,
what are we talking about?
This is the kind of consternation I was looking for. It's caller Bill, you might not like it, but it's the way it goes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.